with Newburyport Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson. This is MSO News Sports. And Kyle, I think we were here, I don't know, last spring or early summer, I don't remember, but here we are again, and a very successful fall season for Newburyport Sports. I want to start with your football program, because we just did an interview with Coach Smolski, and what's it been like, or what's it mean to have him in charge now? Three head coaches in 3 years, but you know, he's a Newburyport guy.
It's a noticeable culture change this year. You know, 3 years ago with Ed Gaudiano, it had the same feel, even though Ed wasn't a true Clipper growing up. He was certainly a true Clipper with everything that he did here. And then last year we had a person who was not from the area, did a great job with our football program. And then this year, having been around, he's really brought back the alumni and the pride in town, and the players and the parents. You know, Ben wore the crimson and gold, and he went through what these kids are going through, and he's not asking them to do something that he hasn't done. And so they're really bought into him. He's very sincere and genuine in what he's doing. He's doing a great job off the field, and you can't say enough about what they're doing on the field. For this team to win five games with the players, the impact players that they lost, is just remarkable. And you know, they beat the number two seed, they beat the number four seed in the playoffs, and they were three plays from, you know, really giving Linfield a game in the semifinals, and then competing for the North Championship. So to be 5-4 going into the Amesbury game on Thanksgiving, there's a lot of excitement here, and you know, we're really thrilled that Ben is our head coach.
Excellent. Now, what about numbers in terms of all your fall sports? Maybe we could hopscotch through some of these, and you can give us a little review.
Yeah, well, we might as well start with girls soccer, since that's about 40 hours from the end of their season right now. They won the North Championship, had a great run at the end, played a little inconsistent throughout the year at times, but they peaked at the right time. Great talent, great coaching. They won the North, and they lost in the state semifinals to Archbishop Williams 3-2. Great game. We gave up a goal with less than 10 seconds to go in the first half, and that was the deciding. We played 0-0 second half. But kids played just tremendous, great effort, and tough weather here the last couple of weeks. But so we're really proud of what they've done. But really, overall, our fall has been very successful. All of our teams qualified for the playoffs. Field hockey had a great season. They had a tough first-round matchup, but they won some big games throughout the year, and they have some very talented young players. So our future is bright in that sport. We had boys soccer qualify for the first time in 7 years, and they were a high seed. They ran up against a good Belmont team in the first round. And, you know, honestly, I think we outplayed them, but in the sport of soccer, you know, it's the way it goes, and they scored a goal. And but our kids really, I think this is setting the tone for the future for our soccer team, and happy for Coach Blue, all his hard work, to be rewarded with that playoff appearance this year. The golf team won the Cape Ann League Championship, and Matt Babcock finished in the top 10 in the state in individuals. Girls cross country won the Cape Ann League Championship. So boys cross country came in second in the Cape Ann League. Boys cross country won the Eastern Mass Championship. Girls came in third. So it's just been very quality teams. And then we talk about our cheering program, you know, who had a successful run in the Cape Ann League meet. And then volleyball, which is a first year of an official MIA program. And we, you know, we progressed all year, but you couldn't really tell. You know, the scores of the games were closer, but we were losing 3-0. Midway through the year, we won our first game, so it was exciting. And then the last game of the year, we play at Triton on the road against our rival, and we lose the first two. We come back and tie it up 2-2. And the third game, it only goes to 15, but it ends up going to extra points in the third game, and we won. So it was really a storybook ending. The only thing that could have been better is if we played at home so that our home fans would have seen it. But there is so much excitement here right now from our student-athletes and in our sports program, you know, because of the success. But, you know, one thing I'm proud of, too, starting to put together our postseason reports for our fall program, the number of teams who did community service and fundraiser games, every one of our teams did – did a significant fundraiser, and they did a significant awareness game or community service. And it's not something that's required. It's just something that's happened over time, and the players really genuinely enjoy giving back. So we've raised money for breast cancer on three different occasions, ALS on two different occasions. And right now our football team is going to be setting up for the Christmas decorations on Saturday and unloading Christmas trees at the Elks on Saturday. So it's just, it's remarkable the number of things that we've done. Casey McLaren, a basketball player, when the hurricane in Houston happened, organized through Kelvin Sampson, the University of Houston basketball coach, he organized collecting sneakers and T-shirts and shorts for the victims. And at the time, we had no basketball coach. And Casey took it upon himself to do all of that. And Casey actually won an MIAA Leadership Award for that. But, you know, 20 pairs of sneakers and 30 T-shirts and all whatever for the victims down in Houston. So we're really proud of the success that we're having on the field and the things that our student athletes are doing off the field that people don't really know about, that it's actually starting to get some notoriety in the newspapers here. And, you know, the kids certainly deserve that recognition. So it's more than just, you know, the X's and O's or the wins and losses or representing our school on the field or the courts, but, you know, we're trying to give back and do what's right. So it's really a great experience right now. And, really couldn't have been a much better fall. And we're excited about the prospects for the winter.
I'm amazed. I'm blown away by that. And I think it leads me to think of Pete Frates, and I just wonder what the effect he has had on the kids, because with social media and so on, they see what he has done, and they see other teams picking up the baton, if you will. And for all your teams to do that, that just speaks so highly. I think we're in good hands with these young kids.
Yes, I think so. You know, and social media, I think, has played a big part in awareness for everyone. You know, we had our winter coaches meeting on Tuesday, and I actually brought that up, suggesting that they continue this trend, where in the fall it wasn't discussed. It was coach-led, athlete-led. Now it's such a made such a big impact on things, on people and on lives this fall, that I think it's important that we continue that what has been set. And you know, the winter coaches are all on board, and you know, they understand as well. But it's hard when the season comes around and you're trying to practice and you're trying to play games. Sure. And you're trying to prepare and you have the holidays, and but you know, it's I'm sure that they're going to continue that trend.
Okay, final question, Coach. Thanksgiving coming up, the big Amesbury game, and what's it like for the athletic director night before and during the day? What goes on?
Well, you know, we haven't really done much with the Thanksgiving game because of everything else that's been going on. So as soon as the girls lost the other night, it was like everything stopped, and I shifted into a different gear, and everything has gone towards the Thanksgiving game now. So it's like renewed energy. The football team has played great at the end of the year. They you know, the win against Somerville and horrible conditions last Friday night really has motivated people and brought back some life to football here at the end of the season too. But now we're going 100 miles an hour for this Thanksgiving game. And I know I'll be here at 5 a.m. And the night before, I kind of feel like a coach. I still feel like a player. You know, like the night before Christmas. Yeah. It's that much excitement. My first Amesbury Newburyport football game was 2 years ago when we dedicated the stadium the night after, the night before. And it was a beautiful day, and we won 36-34 in overtime. And this is unbelievable. Like to see the alumni come back and to see, you know, the amount of pride in both communities. You know, I can't wait. I just hope the weather cooperates so that people can enjoy the game. I'm sure it's going to be a great game. I know Amesbury has won some big games the last couple of weeks, and I know they have some confidence. They have a disciplined coach, a disciplined program. I know we may have won some games in the regular season, and maybe they didn't, but I don't think that matters. It's not going to matter next Thursday. And, you know, you play for many reasons. You play to win a championship, but you certainly play to win that Thanksgiving game. So we're excited to host.
Well, Kyle, thank you for sharing all that with me. It's great to learn about the Newburyport culture and the Newburyport kids, and best of luck.
Great. Thank you very much.
That's Kyle Hodson, who is the athletic director at Newburyport High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. You got a class.